Jimmy Futrell joins us on the show this morning. Member of the 1971-72 state championship football teams at Trigg County. And they're going to be honored this next Friday, home game with Crittenden County. And hard to believe, 50 years of the anniversary of the first championship team that won a state championship at Trigg County. I know you guys celebrate the milestones, the 10, the 20, 25 and such, but 50 is a big deal.
Yes, it is. I tell you, it's really hard to believe that it has been 50 years. Most of the players are still very active, and we're excited to get together on Friday night and then also on Saturday evening. And we really appreciate your efforts and the airtime this morning. And we've always valued the support of our community.
Normally when you guys have these, I don't want to say like the anniversary get-togethers, when you celebrate the 10, the 20 and such, about how many guys do you have come back in and take part?
You know, we're this time I'll have to thank Benji Glunt. We have reached out to every player on both teams, and we have been very successful. We only have two players that we have not been able to reach, and I think we're going to probably have about a 60-75% attendance.
Do you want to say who those players are in case somebody's listening and knows how to get a hold of them, or you feel like you've exhausted all your efforts?
Well, we've really tried to use social media and make phone calls, but we have been unable to reach Jim Henning. He played on the 1971 team. He played guard beside me. Outstanding player. Back in the day, Coach Jaggers put in a guard-around play, which was pretty unusual. And Jim was our running back in that play. So it was pretty neat. And Jim was a great athlete and a very good asset to the team. The other player was another guard, and that is James Hendricks. And we've been unable to find him also.
So what are you guys going to do when everybody gets together? I know you're going to be recognized at the football game, but what are some other things going on?
Well, you know, we're going to do the tailgating starting at 5 o'clock Friday, and hopefully that's when the players will come together. We will have a sign-up table, so we'll get a good head count of the number in attendance. Also, Benji Glunt has had jerseys made for all of the attending players that will be very similar to the jerseys we wore back in 71 and 72. And then we will have the announcements at halftime and introductions of not only the football players, but thanking the band, the cheerleaders. And we have a very special guest that I hope we'll be able to do the announcements that night, and that is Mr. Willie Wilson. And, you know, he was one of our greatest supporters back in the day. He was at every game, announced the games, and he was certainly a number one Wildcat. Also, our previous coach that coached us when we were freshmen and sophomores, Coach Ken Barrett, will also be in attendance, and we're hoping some of his players will show up and visit with him, and all of that will take place on Friday. And then on Saturday afternoon, starting around 4 o'clock, we're going to have a gathering of all the players, their families, and we also extend the invitation to the community. And, you know, we were so blessed, and as young players, we probably didn't realize the support that we had by our community. But as we've gotten older, you know, our school system, our community, they were just such great supporters of us, and they were always for us and fill the stands every, you know, Friday night.
We're talking with Jimmy Futrell on your Sports Edge Saturday, organizing the reunion of the 1971-72 state championship football teams next weekend. They'll be recognized at Trigg County's home football game with Crittenden County. By the way, a team that they usually laid the wood to when they played back in the day. You know, you look at that time period of Tree County Athletics, 1970, the basketball team went to the Final Four of the state, first time they'd won region. Trigg wouldn't win region again for 27 more years, and then back-to-back state championship football teams. What was it like to be in the school and in the community during that two-year time frame when it just seemed like Trigg County was at the top of the athletic mountain?
Yeah, it was a very exciting time, really, for the school system overall. And like I said earlier, there was so much support. You know, the adults, the parents in the community, they knew every player. When we showed up at church on Sunday, they always had positive things to say. You go to the grocery store, gas stations, they knew you and knew each player personally, and it was a very exciting time.
As an alumni, once you graduated and went on and started adulting and doing things, and then realized that, you know, Trigg's not, it's they're not going back to the state championship. In other words, you won back-to-back state titles. Trigg would not get back to a state championship game until 1989. At what point did it hit you where you realized, man, we really did something good during that two-year period?
You know, that is so true, and I certainly appreciate Gary Fogle calling and interviewing six of those players a year or so ago, and he really emphasized the fact that this was very unusual. And of course, back in the day, you only had three classifications in football across the state of Kentucky. You had single A, double A, and then you had triple A, which mainly included the Louisville schools. And he emphasized during that time that only three teams had ever accomplished back-to-back wins. And so I believe as we got older, it really began to sink in, and we realized that this is possibly something that will never be accomplished again.
You're still a big supporter of Trigg County football. See you at a lot of home football games. When you look around, I know it's obviously there are some differences from when you played. What are some of the things that kind of remain the same? And then what are some of the things you look at and realize it's kind of a different time?
Well, you know, you still see the community support. Last night's game, there was a very good crowd. The previous home games, there's been good attendance. When I look on the sideline and watch the players, I don't know if the players today are quite as intense. We had great support from our sidelines. You know, we had second-string players that would have easily started on other teams, and they were ready in a moment's notice to step in, and they would fill a role of a starting player, and we'd never miss a beat. And the fact of the unity, you know, we were one big family. We certainly cared for one another. We supported one another, and it was very important and special times.
Talking with Jimmy Futrell, member of the 71-72 state championship team. I always ask this whenever there's either a repeat in progress or a repeat that's happened. Was it harder to win the 71 state championship or harder to repeat when you knew there was a bullseye on your back?
That's a good question. You know, I think the 71 year was special because we were always the underdog. You can probably remember back in the day, you know, Kentucky was kind of divided and Western Kentucky stopped around Elizabethtown. And so, you know, we were the underdog, a significant underdog, especially when we got in the playoffs. And we just knew that we had a job to do, and we were a united team. And so we just stepped up and played good football. And, yes, the second year, you know, people begin to realize that maybe Trigg County has quite a football team. And we did have a target on our back, but we went to every game with the same attitude that we would just play our game. And if we had to step up and play a little harder, we would do so.
Is there a player or players on either state championship team that, you know, you think of that time, you think of Selby, you think of Tony Holland, you think of Bruce Higbee, Jimmy Mathis, the two quarterbacks. Is there a player in your mind? And I know when I've asked this question, a lot of people have said your name, but is there maybe a player or players that maybe didn't get the recognition, but was a very integral part of either one or both state championships?
Oh, absolutely. You know, first of all, I always think of the offensive and defensive linemen. They get very little recognition. You know, I think of Dan Davis. He was our center both years. I don't know if I ever remember him really having a bad snap. He also was our snap for our punts and extra points. All of them were right on target. And so he certainly deserved a lot of recognition that he did not receive. And, you know, as I mentioned a while ago, I think of our second team players. I think of the Bill and Steve Whites and Randy Lewis's and people like that who were willing to come in. In fact, you have probably heard stories about the Richmond Madison football game, which was our semifinal game. We played in Hopkinsville, and Selby got ejected. And Bill White came into the game, and we knew as linemen that we had to block a little harder. And Bill White ran the football just remarkably well, and we wound up winning that ball game. And Richmond Madison was probably the best football team we faced in the 28 games we played those 2 years.
I always ask, because this was brought up to me years before, was you think it was an integrated plan to get Selby ejected, or just one of those things that happened?
Well, you know, as a player, I feel like it was planned. You know, it's hard to target, hard to not target the best player on the field, possibly. And, you know, I think it was a plan. And I was really surprised because their defense was really keen on Selby. And they had stopped him a number of times. But once Selby got ejected, they really couldn't key on specific players. And that's when Bill White came in. Of course, Ivan Baker was our fullback, and we had Ronnie Diggs and other people that were lightning fast that could step up and do a great job.
Yeah, I think it was a case of you can prepare for one player, but when he went out and then the ball went into different hands, it was hard for them to react because they hadn't prepared for the Whites and for Ivan and for, you know, Ronnie. And it, you know, they were able to do just enough to get the win. I asked that because that's been brought up to me in the past. They always felt it was a staged event to get him thrown out. And in today's game, Selby would not have been able to play in the championship game because if you get ejected now, you have to sit two games out. And so that's a rule that, you know, rules benefit players, but that would not have benefited, I don't think, you guys. Is that Richmond-Madison game the one game that really you remember the most during that two-year run?
Yeah, Richmond-Madison was certainly a big game, but, you know, I go back to the first year, and the Harrodsburg game was certainly a big game. They had been number one all year. I wished I had the article. I've got a number of our articles, but the Courier Journal had written an article and kind of making fun of the Tree County football team that we were going to ride a school bus all the way to Harrodsburg, and this was by choice of the team. The coaches asked us if we wanted a chartered bus, and we said, no, we don't want to change anything. We want to keep riding our school bus with the same school bus drivers, and we'll be fine. But, you know, they kind of made fun of us for coming in on school buses. And, you know, we just stepped up, and they had an outstanding team. It was predicted that they would beat us somewhere around 36-6. And we wound up winning 32-6. So, you know, that was a great game also. We those were two very important games both years.
Well, Jimmy, I appreciate the efforts you've done to you and the other people have done to make next weekend happen. Special time in the community. Hard to believe 50 years. And I say that because I was born just a few months before you began began that run. So I celebrated 50 years this year. So that's a big big event, big time. But kudos to you and everyone else who are putting this together. And I hope the weather is good. It's Ham Festival weekend, and hopefully you get that 60 to 65% attendance that you're hoping for.
Absolutely, and I would like to say a special thank you to the others that's worked with me, and that is Benji Glunt, Ivan Baker, Selby Grubbs, and even Benji Glunt's brother, Ross. He was actually our mascot. You may have seen pictures. He wore a 00, his little league uniform, and he was at almost every practice and at every game, and he was certainly a very important part.